Archbishop Thomas Wenske of Miami is with us. Archbishop Wenske, thanks for joining us today.
Good morning. Good morning.
What are you doing in the Archdiocese there to get ready at this point?
Well, we've communicated with all our pastors, asking them to implement their hurricane plans, and that's well on their way. I think most people are calm, but they're taking the hurricane seriously. Already there are lines outside of gas stations, people gassing up, so they have sufficient fuel. Even though the tap water is safe to drink, many people are buying out tons of bottled water from the various supermarkets in the area and stocking up on food, et cetera. So they're getting ready and preparing for the worst and hoping for the best.
Is there a line between preparedness and panic that our faith can help us walk a little more peacefully?
Well, sure. I think prayer helps calm our fears and inspires more trust in the Lord. We have to also be a calming force for those around us, our children, so they don't get upset or scared unnecessarily. And also maybe to help those that perhaps are in denial and thinking that nothing's going to happen. And so I think it's prayer is certainly a necessary thing. I know you're going to be reading the Sunday readings in this program later on. And, of course, Jesus talks about humility, and the first reading of Sunday is about humility as well. And certainly a storm like this, especially the fact that the forecasters cannot say with any precision where it will hit Florida. So it's going to impact Florida. And the cone has it from the Keys all the way up to Jacksonville. And the fact that this this forecast isn't more precise, I think, is a reason for us to be humble against the forces of Mother Nature and to realize that as human beings, we're not always in charge. So we have to let go and let God, as they say.
Archbishop Wenske, of course, it's hard to see anything good coming out of a home destroyed, especially if it's yours. But you mentioned that humility in the face of this, the tremendous forces in God's creation. Is that a little bit of a good that can come, even if we see one that turns north and heads back out to the Atlantic? But just witnessing God's power, is that something that's good for us to see the power of nature?
Well, sure. It puts everything into perspective and reminds us that, as I said, we're not in charge, and that we have to trust in that higher power, and to recognize that we are not the masters of the universe. Of course, developing the theme of humility, Christian humility is not some type of a false humility. As humility doesn't mean to think less of ourselves, but to think of ourselves less. And in this time of impending, a possible impending disaster, we need to think not of ourselves, but to think of others. And so humility, if it helps us to think of ourselves less, so that we can be more sensitive to the needs of those around us, that will help us very much to overcome, to survive whatever is going to come with this storm. So 2 years ago, about the same time, 2 years ago, Hurricane Irma came through here. So that experience is still fresh in the minds of many, and I think that has helped people to take the storm seriously and to prepare. And I think that preparation will mitigate some of the negative effects of the storm.
We talk regularly with Bishop Wach from Pensacola, Tallahassee, and have had occasion to talk about the great hurricane devastation on that side of Florida not all that long ago, where, entire small towns were flattened along the coast there, or the Gulf Coast. Is there something to be learned from kind of a response of a parish to an area from that experience?
Exactly. That's, first of all, to have a plan in place. It's not the day before the storm to start thinking about what one should do. And so our parishes have plans that are developed, emergency plans, and they're kept on file. And when the time comes, they're activated. And this storm could also affect the Panhandle where Bishop Walk is, one of the people here on the weather station, one of the weathermen here was telling people that, in Miami anyway, that they should resist the urge to get out of Dodge, as it were. During Hurricane Irma, many people did just that. They left Miami. They went up to Orlando. Some of them went up to Georgia and other places. And Irma took a turn that was unexpected and basically went straight up the center of Florida. And so those people evacuated. Some of them found worse effects of the storm where they went to, or when they wanted to come back, they had to endure a nightmare of traffic as people tried to get back to Miami. Here in South Florida, we suffered a great hurricane a little over 25 years ago, Hurricane Andrew, that wreaked tremendous devastation in South Dade, and that was a real awakening for many people here in South Florida who had never experienced a hurricane before, because not that Florida didn't have hurricanes, but they weren't living in Florida when those hurricanes went before that. So Hurricane Andrew was a real wake-up call. And because of Hurricane Andrew, our building codes in South Florida have been strengthened. And so basically, I think if you're in South Florida, you're probably in a better house, a better built house than one in Central Florida or North Florida, at least one that was better built to resist the winds of a hurricane.
We're talking with Archbishop Thomas Wenske on Morning Air this morning here on Relevant Radio about the arrival of Hurricane Dorian, expected to hit somewhere late on Monday, Labor Day, somewhere along the Atlantic coast of Florida. No pinpoint with precision yet, but the folks in the Miami area all along the coast starting to get ready. Talk a little bit, Archbishop Wenske, if you would, about when the church becomes almost like a first aid station, not just spiritually, but people look to the church for pure physical support. At a time in the aftermath, do parishes need, in some degree, to be ready for that too?
Sure, and many parishes have done that. 2 years ago, when Hurricane Irma went through, some of our parishes opened up their halls for kitchens to serve those people that were without electricity and without means to prepare food, especially in the Keys. 2 years ago in Big Pine Key, which was the first point of contact of Hurricane Irma with the Florida coast and the American mainland, left that parish devastated. It destroyed the church, destroyed the rectory. But even after that destruction, that the parish grounds became a center of receiving relief supplies, of distributing food, water to the residents of the area, et cetera. And the parish is still not rebuilt the church that was destroyed, partly because of the difficulty of getting the permitting, because permitting process of that was much more stringent than prior to Irma. But hopefully we'll have a spade in the ground for a groundbreaking within the next couple of weeks, and by the end of the year have a new church in Big Pine Key. That was the only church that we suffered in Irma. And speaking of Bishop Walk, he suffered some major damage up in the Panhandle, and they're still going to be struggling to recover from that. So I hope that this particular storm spares the Panhandle.
We seem to learn a lot about this as a nation in the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina, but are those less fortunate on the income scale often hit harder in a situation like this?
They are, because many of them are living in inadequate or dilapidated housing. Many of them don't have the financial wherewithal to escape, to move out of harm's way, and so you know, we had we saw that in New Orleans, and in New Orleans we saw how difficult it is sometimes to bounce back from these storms, because New Orleans has not recovered the population that it lost in the aftermath of Katrina. And I would say New Orleans is still a bit, vulnerable to events like this. Earlier this year, the first hurricane or first tropical storm of the season hit near New Orleans, and again caused a bit of anxiety. Thank God it wasn't as bad as it could have been.
And again, we appreciate your time always. It's a busy life, of course, for an archbishop, especially when you're preparing for who knows exactly what, but something very challenging could be on the way. Archbishop Wenske, if
Well,
you would be
right
kind
now
enough to.
I have a thunderstorm outside my door with thunder and rain. And I don't think it has anything to do with a hurricane. It's just our usual weather pattern in August. I think it's rained every day in August here in South Florida. We are already 12 inches above our usual rainfall for this month.
Well, here's hoping and praying that you and your flock down there definitely will keep your heads above water. And if you could, again, we appreciate your time so much at this busy time. If you could close us out today, perhaps with a prayer for peace in the midst of a coming storm.
Well, we ask the Lord, who is the Lord of all creation, to turn away the storm from our coastline, but also to calm the fears of our heart, so that trusting in Him, we may come to a successful outcome, one that has us helping our neighbor and reaching out in solidarity and a love to all. And we ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.